This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And did you know that 2021 next year marks the 40th year since the Victorian Parliament decriminalised homosexuality here in Victoria? I know I did because it's been a lot of news lately on my social media telling me all about it. And last year, I remember there being a little bit of an election promise that if the current Victorian government got through, the Andrews Labor government, then we would get a little bit of a celebration marking that. And it's happening next year, a big pride celebration marking the decriminalisation of homosexuality right here in Victoria is occurring because it's been 40 years. And luck of lucks, the wonderful Midsummer Festival have gotten involved and have decided to grab the bull by the horns and engage with the community to find out what it is that we actually want when it comes to celebrating this landmark moment that really changed the face of our communities here in Victoria. And joining me right now on the show is Flick from Midsummer. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Dean. Thanks for having me.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Now, this is pretty massive because this is a huge landmark for Victoria. And because Midsummer don't do enough with a huge festival, you know, celebrating our queer communities 3 weeks of the year that, as much as it might seem like 3 weeks of the year, it's a huge undertaking to be able to do with so much going on. But putting this work in now and getting in there early and finding out what it is we want and need, it's a pretty massive undertaking for all of you.
It's big. It's big. We have to do it. And at the moment, we've had a few consultation groups going on with a lot of the queer orgs around Melbourne as well. So we've kind of started from there to find out what everyone's thinking. But we have six other consultations that are going on around Melbourne as well, and Geelong and Daylesford.
So this is what I really love. Like, it's not just a Melbourne thing. It is Victorian. So what Midsummer are doing is really reaching out across our diverse communities all around the state to find out what this means to you and what it is you want. So you're jumping around left and right, aren't you?
We are. And we've got one in the south tonight, and then we have a north side consultation. We have Geelong and Daylesford and Ballarat as well.
It means a lot to see Midsummer really reaching past the Melbourne community and reaching out further to speak to the wider, broader community about, especially in regional areas, about what this means, because we often might forget that the narrative is something completely different when we step outside of our little city bubble.
It is, and it's really important for us at Midsummer to make sure that we're getting everyone's thoughts, what everyone thinks that should be happening to celebrate from an access point of view, from an age point of view. Yeah. I mean, we all have so many different needs and wants, and we don't know unless we ask. Well, so that's why this stage is really important.
Completely. And I mean, I think what a lot of people just assumed this would mean is a street party with a DJ and going woot woot. But when you think about 40 years ago, well, sorry, 39, because it's next year, 39 years ago, homosexuality was decriminalised here in Victoria. And what that means for many people who were 40 then, or who were older. And this is something that I'm very excited for because it's a real landmark moment in the state in which I live. But for those people who are the age I am now back then, this means something so much more. And we can't forget that it's so much more about their narrative, their story and their celebration than it is about ours.
That's true. And I mean, we've already started kind of reaching out to people. And apart from the community consultations, we're also doing online surveys. So if you can't get into the community consultations, you can do the survey as well. But we've also been going out with the camera and kind of asking people what pride means to them and asking them on camera what their story is and what kind of way that they want to celebrate. And some of the stories that have been coming out are just like, it gives me full body chills. And I think this is really important for us to capture and being able to for people to tell their own stories. And to the younger generation, like, I couldn't even believe that it's only been 40 years. And we have people who I'm working with every day and around every day who lived through that and have just fought so hard. And I don't think that that's something we should forget.
So what are these community engagement sessions actually look like? What's the plan? Going on?
We've got about 30 people per session, and we've got more room to extend that if we need to. So once we get in there, you know, we talk about what we're doing and what we're going to ask you. And it's basically just a couple of questions on, you know, in your area or in your own communities or through that intersectionality that we all carry with us, how you would like to celebrate and why. And that could be anything between, you know, what who you'd want to see on stage, like what would make you really happy. Or it could mean, what do you need for us to do for you to be able to make it? Like,
yeah.
is it a price access thing, or, you know, does it need to be in daytime because you want to bring your children? Like, we want to know what everyone wants to do. And then as a community, we'll come together and kind of make that happen for the best way for everyone.
This is really important, and it's really great engaging work that you guys are doing to find out what it means and what celebrating this landmark is going to mean for our community. So I just think it's really exciting that you're all doing that. Like we said, there is a session kicking off tonight, but if you jump onto the Midsummer social media, up on Facebook, it's all over there, but also on to the website, midsummer.org.au.
It's midsummer.org.au/Melbourne Pride 21.
Yes. So if you go and look at that, you can find out whether or not there's one of the sessions that are happening, not just around Melbourne, but in Victoria as a whole, in our regional spaces, and find out if there's any of the sessions that you can go and be a part of. Or if you can't, you can answer these questions by just filling in the online survey.
Yeah, that's right.
And what does Pride mean to you? What does this landmark mean to you, Flick?
For me, Pride means that I can be safe everywhere that I go and watch my friends and family around me kind of feel proud about me and themselves as well. So that's my Pride moment.
It's so important. And I mean, it still blows me away. Next year will be the 40th anniversary, but it was only 39 years ago that homosexuality was decriminalised here in Victoria. Like, it blows my mind, because when I was younger, and I'd love to say that it was only, I'm 41, so let's face it, but when I was young, I assumed that it was illegal.
Yeah.
I didn't realise, I mean, it still wasn't, it was still not.
It still wasn't like
the places and spaces that we have now are absolutely amazing, and what young people have nowadays is so wonderful. Like, I remember my first Midsummer, and what celebrating Midsummer means to me then, and now to see what it's grown into is absolutely wonderful. And this engagement isn't just going to help with the 2021 Pride celebration, but I think it'll really change the way we look at how we help celebrate things in our communities overall.
Yeah, I really think so too. And I think that's why, you know, working with Midsummer at the moment, we're so blessed to be even having this opportunity to ask people these questions. Is, you know, most of the time at Midsummer, we don't have that kind of access to be able to get people's feedback in a two-way environment like that. But we've got a, you know, we've got a little bit of money from the government at the moment to be able to do these community consultations, and then we move to the next stages, which is where they let us know how much we've got to put the actual party on. Yeah. So we just need all the feedback first, so we can tell them that this is what we want.
It's so huge when you think about creating. I mean, you guys facilitate a huge festival that goes over 3 weeks and is open access, but this is something that's going to be very different, and it's going to find a way to celebrate and tick a box for so many people in so many different ways. I'm really excited to see what it's going to be. I'm really excited to be a part of it. I'm really excited to celebrate with you all, and I can't wait for next year for the unveiling of what this is going to be for our communities and what this will mean for so many in our communities. But more importantly, I just think it's absolutely awesome that we have a chance to lend our voice to it. So many people complain that they don't get to say something, or I didn't know this, or I didn't know that, and this is an opportunity for you to lend your voice in a positive way, and for you to come and be a part of the ground level of what this is going to mean for our communities. So why not go to midsummer.org.au/Melbourne Pride 2021. I know that was a mouthful, but we'll put it up on our social medias right now. Why don't you see if any of the community consultations are ones that you can attend, if the dates work, or if it's in your area or somewhere nearby, especially if you're in a regional area. If not, jump online, fill in the survey, and lend your voice to what Pride means for our communities and what it'll mean as we celebrate a landmark 40th anniversary of the decriminalisation of homosexuality here in Victoria in 2021. Flick, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me.
Thank you for the whole team at Midsummer for doing this community consultation and helping to make our community stronger and sharing what Pride means to us all. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Let's get to some tunes.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.